Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. This is Trista and Jack with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Greens MP and member of 4Brisbane, Stephen Bates, has joined subscription-based content creation service OnlyFans to highlight the Greens' promise to make HIV prevention drugs PrEP and PEP-free. In an Australian first and typically career-ending move, Bates joined the service known for adult content and posted a subscription-free video to announce the change. Bates is campaigning for the policy on OnlyFans and LGBTQ dating app Grindr, saying ending HIV is too important to fly under the radar. Current PrEP prescriptions can cost up to $32 a month and has a 99% efficacy rate if used every day. In more local news, the alleged ringleader of an international drug ring has lost his bid to stop authorities from fingerprinting him as police look to match his prints with a high-resolution photo shared in a group chat. The ringleader, also formerly a Brisbane-based construction boss, stands accused of multiple federal and Queensland drug charges after a botched attempt to collect a drop, leading to bricks of cocaine washing up on a Gold Coast beach. The syndicate led by the accused was thought to have imported $638 million last year alone. In national news, the Northern Territory Racing and Wagering Commission has come under fire again as one of its six total regulators admitted to accepting gifts from corporate bookmakers while overseeing an industry worth tens of billions of dollars. The Northern Territory is currently a haven for online gambling companies due to the territory's low fees and taxes for gambling and punting. Many of the members of the commission have links to the industry, with some on the Greyhound Racing Board, own horses, and have similar vested interests in the industry. The commission is currently the de facto national regulator due to its proximity to gambling companies, with many arguing that a national regulator is needed.
In more national news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has had a hard time staying in his hotel in Melbourne after alt-right protesters bombarded him with questions in his hotel lobby. Mr. Albanese was talking to staff at a Melbourne hotel, a location meant to be a secret, when two men confronted him and yelled questions about immigration and housing. The incident follows a rise in protesters confronting political leaders on the election trail, with climate protesters confronting both Prime Minister and opposition leader. In international news, Coachella fans are giving it their all for Brat Summer, as more than half of general attendees brought their tickets using Buy Now, Pay Later services. This raises questions on whether it is worth it to be in debt to attend music festivals. For a $599 general admission ticket, fans could pay $50 down when the tickets were sale in November and pay the rest monthly throughout the year. The fans are not wasting their chance to see artists like Lady Gaga, Blackpink's Lisa and Jenny, and Charlie XCX and Post Malone. Coachella isn't the first festival to apply this system, with Rolling Loud and Lollapalooza introducing similar plans. For your weather today, Brisbane is a little cloudy but is clearing up. It is currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate with the UV index predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. And that's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.